Okay, page Gimel Amid Aleph, 8 lines from the end of the page. 382. Okay, Gemara, it's a new piece of Gemara. Gemara in the Mishnah says, Nezik v'chatzi nezik, damages and half damages. Like we discussed, that if an axe gores the first three times, it's called a tam, it only pays half damages. Afterwards, it pays full damages. But normally, damages pay full damages. But the Mishnah says, Nezik v'chatzi nezik, cases of damages or half damages, you need three people as a bezdin. So the Gemara says, Nezik kainu chavinus. Nezik is the same as body damages. So why is the Mishnah saying separate cases? This needs three, that needs three. You know, if body damages, if I damage your body, you need three people. So why should animals be any different? So the Gemara says, Mishum de kaboyin mishnah chatzi nezik. But because the Mishnah needs to say half damages are also judged by three, Tani Nami Nezik Shalom, it says also complete damages. Okay? Because usually Nezik and Chatzi Nezik go together. So therefore, because the Mishnah needs to say half damages, that doesn't exist by body damages. If I damage your body, there's no such thing as half damages. It's always full Gimel Amid Aleph. All the way close to the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah says, because it has to say Chatzi Nezik is separate, so there's Chatzi Nezik v'Nezik.
It's a linguistic type.
Yeah. So the Gemara, it's linguistic. So the Gemara says, Chatzi Nezik na mahayna chavilas, but even half damages is similar to body damages. So why does it need to say half Nezik is three? It's all part of body, you know, put it all together. Why isn't it saying three and three and three? And so the Gemara answers like this, Tana mahayna v'tana kenasa. Okay, let me explain this a little bit. This is going to be very important throughout the Masechta. There is what's called monetary damages, and there's what's called punitive damages. Knas. Knas literally means a fine. Okay? Knas, as we'll see in the Gemara as we go on, Knas is something that's basically established regardless. Monetary depends on the money. For instance, a ganav steals something, he has to pay double. Double is a set amount. It's always double, no matter what you stole. It's not if you steal 100, it's double. If you steal 300, it's 75%. It's always a set amount. If I damage your body, it's all monetary things. It's not fine.
Body is monetary. Body is not monetary.
It is. If I damage your body, I have to pay monetary damages. How much I damage is what I have to pay. There's no set amount.
So if this hand is working like an artist or dentist,
doesn't matter. You pay like you pay minimum wage. That's what the Gemara says. You pay minimum wage. That's what the Gemara says. Anyway, so for instance, when an axe damages for the first three times, that he pays what it's called the tam, right? The first three times he does it. He pays half damages, the Torah says. So machlekes in Bava Kama, the Gemara is quoting, if that is money or knas. There's two ways of looking at it, and the Gemara is going to explain this. One way of looking at it is, really, I shouldn't pay you anything, because it's very uncommon for an axe to go goring people, or another axe. It's very uncommon. So, really, I shouldn't pay at all. The Chum say, you know, you better take care of your animals, so we're going to give you a fine. Half damages. Okay? Other opinions say, no. Really, you should pay everything. Because you damaged the guy. You're at your property. Damaged somebody. What's the difference? So, but the Chum are lenient, because, like, you were unaware of it. So, there's an argument in the Gemara, if half Nezek is Knas or Mammon. Now, there's a lot of halachic differences between knas and money. Number one, according to collect money, mamin, you don't have to be smicha. Smicha means the real smicha, ordained for Moshe Rabbeinu An. To collect knas, you need to be smuchim. You need to have smicha. Knas is not collectible outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they can collect knas. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Why does the Mishnah say Nezik and Chatzin Nezik? Why isn't it part of Chavilis? of body damage. So Gemara answered, because it needs to chotzi nezek. So therefore we say nezek shalit. So Gemara said, but nezek, chotzi nezek is also the same thing. So the Gemara answered, because no, because it's different. Because chotzi nezek is knas. So it's different than body injuries. Bodily injuries, that's all money. Mamon. And that's what it says. Tana mamena, v'tana kenasa. The Mishnah learns cases of money, which is bodily injuries, and it learns the case of knas, which is, have damages. So therefore, it's a different din.
You just said the half knas, chatzi nezek is mamon.
No, I said it's a machlekes. So that's what the Gemara asks. Hey, nicha l'man d'yama, that's good according to the opinion that says palga nezika knasa, that half damages is a knas. So therefore, we learn money separately and fine separately. But if you hold half damages, it's also monetary. Can you answer? So then it's exactly the same as bodily injuries. Right? Again, the Gemara is asking, why does the Mishnah say bodily injuries 3, half nezek 3? Why is it making it a separate case? Right? So if you say it's knas, it makes sense, because there's one case of money, one case of knas. But if you hold it's both mammon, both monetary things, so why do you need to mention it separately? So the Gemara answers like this. Because the Mishnah needs to say the case of kefil and paying 4 or 5 times the amount. The mamon, which is she'ein mishtalim berosh, which is not paid according to the principle. I'll explain in a second. Tana chazi nazik the moment sheinim ishtalim bereishu, which is not paid in accordance to the principle, and therefore, since it needs to say chotzi nazik, it needs to say nazik. Okay. Bereish over here, interesting, doesn't mean at the beginning. Bereish means the principle. It says like this: when somebody steals an animal, you have to pay double. What happens if somebody stole an animal and then he shechts it or sold it? So then in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says you have to pay chamisha or 4 or 5 times the amount, depending if it's an ox or a sheep. Right? That's what the Pasuk says in Mishpatim. So if you steal an animal and shecht it or steal it, so then you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. So it says like this. You're right, mammon. You're right, maybe, that half nezek is mammon. So Gemara said, but if it's money, why are we putting it separately than chavilas? Why are we putting it separately than bodily injuries? It's all the same money. So he says, because chotzi nezek, granted it's money, according to that opinion, but it's similar to kefal, and it's similar to 4 or 5 times the amount that you have to pay, which is based completely on the principle, and then how much the principle of the damage was. If the ox is worth $200, so then you have to pay 4 or 5 times that amount. So in that respect, it's similar to the dinam of knas, even though it's money. But in a certain respect, that it's only based on the principle. So it's similar to the din of knas. So the Mishnah mentions it together with the knas dinam, rather than chavilis, which are monetary dinam. That's what the Gemara is answering.
According to the man, the Oman,
that it's money. In other words, the Gemara is asking, why is chotzi nezek not part of chavilis, which is money? So first the Gemara says, because it's knas. So the Gemara said, but there's an opinion that says it's money. So why is it mentioned separately? So the Gemara says, because in a certain way, it's similar to kefel, double or 4 or 5 times the amount, so we stick it together with that. But you're right, it's only money.
4 or 5 is based on either if it was stolen at night or during the day?
No. Nothing to do with it. If you steal somebody's animal and you shecht it... No, it depends. Ganef and Gazlan is it then whether you pay double or not. If you steal in the middle of the night, any object, not animals, any object, you have to pay double. If you steal in broad daylight, you only pay the principal. But if you steal an animal and then you shecht it or sell it, then you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
Why does it make a difference if you steal at night?
Well, there's a difference between a ganef and a gazlan. A ganef is worse. A guy that steals at night is worse than a guy that does it during the day. Why? Because a guy that does it at night is afraid of people, but not afraid of God. A guy that steals in broad daylight is not afraid of anybody. Not of people, not of God. It's worse to be afraid of people, not God, than to be afraid of nobody. Because it shows a new personality. You just don't care about anybody. So that's you, you know what I mean? But to be afraid of people, to steal at night when nobody's up, and not to be afraid of Hashem, that's worse.
Could you touch, says the mamon she'eino mishtalem berosh?
Mishtalem berosh, berosh means here the principal.
But the mamon, we don't pay with the principal,
right,
with the ikar.
Right. But chatzi nezik, it's mamon that's not paid. It's like knas in that respect. Okay.
Rabbi, somebody steals money and the money expended. That's still is that four times?
Not money.
Why? What's the difference?
What I mean, if you shecht the animal? Yes.
You get the money,
no,
spend.
So you got cash. You took someone's cash and you spent the cash. So
it's
no,
no, it's only animal. Only oxen and donkey. Oxen and sheep. If I steal your table and sell it, I don't pay four or five times the amount. Only animals. Yeah, that's it.
How about if you admit it or they prove that you did it?
Oh, so that's another din. The din of knas, and this, I should have mentioned this before, you're right. The Gemara says, Moda b'knas is potter. If I steal something, right, I steal your Gemara. So it's worth $20, I have to pay you 40, correct? But if I come to Beis Din before I'm caught, and I say, hey, guys, I sinned, I stole your Gemara, I only pay 20, not 40.
Before they find out.
Yeah, if you're caught, then you have to pay 40. But the Gemara says, Asher Yashion Elokim. If Beis Din makes you guilty, then you have to pay double. So Gemara learns, Prat l'mashiyas atzmei. If somebody admits himself, then the Torah says you only have to pay fine when Beis Din catches you. Beis Din makes you guilty. Which means the Gemara learns, Avmeida b'knas. If you admit a case of knas, you're potter. So if I come to Beis Din, okay, I steal your animal, shecht it, whatever, and I come to Beis Din and say, Beis Din, before I got caught, I said, Beis Din, I'm sorry, this is what I did. So you don't pay four or five times the amount.
The same.
You pay the principal. Okay, now the Gemara asks a very simple question. Shlei Sheminolon. From where do we know a Beis Din is three people? 71, we learned already before. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the skenim. 23, the Gemara explained before, you need Veshavto, Eid, Veitziloi, the 10, and 10, and that. But the Gemara says, where do we learn that you need three people for a Beis Din? Maybe 5, 10, 20. I mean, where do you get the number 3? So Gemara says like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'nikav v'alabaya so elukim. The person, the head of the house, will come to elukim, which is Beis Din. Harei kan echot, is one judge. Another Pasuk says, Ado elukim, yaveh shenad v'vash. The Gemara is going to answer very simple. In reference to Beis Din, the Torah says elukim 3 times. Elukim means a judge. Right? So, concerning a judge, by court, the Torah says the word Elohim 3 times. What is it teaching us? That a Beis Din is 3 people. So it says, V'nikav balabayis olakim arekan echad is 1. Ad olakim yavid vashneim is 2. Asher yashion Elohim arekan shleisha. So divrei Rabbi Yeshi. Rabbi Yeshi holds, it says 3 times the word Elohim, teaches us a Beis Din is 3. Rabbi Yenison says no. Rishon tchila nemar. Rishon is pashut for the initial time, it says. It's not extra. Vein darshin tchilas. And he holds, you can't learn something from the first time. The Torah needs to say it. The Torah needs to say Elohim the first time. So you can't learn anything out of it. Ella, he said, but it says a fourth time Elohim. It says, Ad olikim yavid vashneim is echad. Asher Yashion Elohim is Shnayim, right? What's and then Ein Beis Din Shoki, you can't have an equal Beis Din. So you add one to make it 3. You need an odd number, right? So he said, the first opinion says, how do we learn 3 for a Beis Din? Because it says the word Elohim 3 times. The second opinion says, no, the first time you can't learn anything, it has to tell us the din itself. So there's 2 Elohims extra. So therefore, that teaches us a Beis Din is 2. We learned already you can't have an equal Beis Din, because then you will never have a majority. So you add a third one to make 3. So this is a machlekes. In other, everybody says you need three. Rav Yeshia says, because it says three times the word alakim. Rav Nassim says, no, you learn it out because it says twice alakim, and then you can't have an equal bezdin, so you add even bezdin, so you add one.
You could also learn maybe it's five.
Why?
Two and three.
Why do you get two and three? I know two and three equals five, but...
I mean, one of it is three, the other one says two. You can add them up.
Yeah, add them up.
It's more than three if the house is good. Why not?
Oh, the question, how do you know a minimal bezdin is three? There are many dinteris which are very complicated, and they have a bezdin of five.
Oh, really?
In other words, like this we learned, you know, you pick one, the other side picks one, sometimes you, because it's a complicated case, you want more brains working on it. So each side will pick two, and then you can't have an equal bezdin. So even bezdin, so they'll pick a fifth. It happens a lot of times. But big cases they do it.
It's like monetarily big, or is it?
Whatever, politically big, monetarily big, whatever the situation is.
What happens if like the litigants they can't afford?
Huh?
What happens if the litigants can't afford the Sefar Batala for the Dayanim? So do they know what happens?
Sefar Batala is minimum wages.
But I'm saying it's like $150 an hour times five judges. That's about $750 an hour.
So what are the options?
I'm just saying, like, there's a poor guy
suing
a rich guy.
What happens if a guy walks into a bakery and says, I can't afford bread, I need it for free? I mean, is the bakery obligated to give him the bread for free?
But justice is obligated to be provided for free.
By whom?
In a good justice-seeking society.
Yeah, but that's because you pay taxes for that.
They weren't paying anything?
People didn't pay taxes for that.
So why you still pay court costs in
Yeah, I mean, even if you go to court, you pay court fees. The bezdin is much cheaper than court fees.
No, I'm just saying, what happens to the poor guy? What is he supposed to do? He has mamish no money. He's like living on the street and he's getting...
What do they do? What does that poor guy do? What is a poor guy? He's a poor guy.
He's suffering.
Why he go to the court? Nobody can touch him.
He's poor.
You can't milk a dry cow.
Rav Acha said only we need one.
No, he said Yochid Mumch is enough. We'll see later. Okay.
No, he said that we need one because we don't marry the Pasukim.
So according to him, but the Gemara is asking, according to the opinion that says you need, the Mishnah says you need three.
Yeah.
So what is asking that opinion? Why you need three? Okay, so now the Gemara says the Chayda. So what's the argument between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonason? The argument is, can you learn the first time the Torah says it, can you learn something from it or not? Right? The first opinion says, the Torah says Elohim three times, so teaches us three judges. The second opinion says, no, the first time you can't count, because that you need for itself, right? So the Gemara says, that, is that the argument? The name of Bedarshan Chilis is the argument if you learn the initial description or not. The one says you do, one says you don't. Someone says, no, it's not true. Kula alma ein darshan chilas. Everybody says you don't learn from the first time the Torah says something because, in other words, like this. When Torah uses an extra word, we learn something from it. But if it's not extra, you need it for itself. You can't learn anything from it. Okay? So what's the argument between the two? Amalach Rabbi Yeshia says, but nevertheless, the first opinion says you still learn it out. Why? Because the Torah can say, Nikra balabais el hashefet. If it wants to tell us you need to go to court, the Torah could have said, go to the judge. Why does it use the word Elohim? Elohim is a non-common word as a judge. Normally, ask somebody in Hebrew, what's a judge? They'll tell you, a shofet, mishpat, shofet. So that's what the Torah should have said. The Torah is not saying the normal word. Not only that, the word shofet is shorter than the word alakim. The Torah would save letters. Right? Because the Torah always, you know, if there's an extra word with longer letters, there's some reason. So he said, Maya alakim. Why does he use the word alakim? Shema mino leminyana. Because it teaches us for the numbers that you need three. So the Rebbe says like this. The Torah says alakim three times. Even though the first one we need for itself. But here is different because the Torah could have used the word, a more common word of shofet. Instead it uses Elohim. So it teaches us that. What does Rabbi Yonason hold? Rabbi Yenison says, Lishin the Almanokit. The Torah uses a common expression. Why? Because like the people say, Man the Isleidina, a person that has a lawsuit, let him go tell Elokim. Okay? In other words, he said like this. And this is why, how Rashi explains it. Rashi says, because Shofet would imply a non-ordained judge. Elokim would apply an ordained judge. So he says, the Torah needs to write Elokim, because it needs to tell him you need to go to ordained judges. So then it's not extra. So you only have two Elokims extra. And the first opinion, that's what Rabbi Yenison says. Rabbi Yeshia says, no, the Torah could have used the word Shofet. It doesn't. It uses the word Elokim, so it teaches us three.
But because Hashem is ultimately the judge, so it says that to imply that you're going to the judge, but really it's Hashem that's the ultimate judge. That
represents.
So the Shofet is representing the
Elokim.
That's why it's
Elokim,
no?
Later on in Chumash, it says, if you have an argument between yourselves, you go, El HaShefet, HaShayiya, Bayom HaMahim. The Torah uses the word Shefet. Right? The Torah does use the word Shefet. Later on in Chumash Devarim. So if you have an argument, yeah, Uvaz El HaShefet, in Parsha Sheftim. You go to the judge Shofet it uses. So the question over here is Elokim needed or is it a little bit changed, different?
That's any arbitrator.
Yeah, well. So the Gemara asking that, but Rabbi Yeshia says, why do you need three? Because it says three times Elokim. Yeah? Which implied, if it only said twice Elokim, he would say two is enough. Correct? So he says, how can you have an even Beis Din? He says, Rabbi Yeshia, let's say Beis Din Noita. Does Beis Din, does Rabbi Yeshia hold you can even have an even Beis Din? It's not true. But Tanya, Rabbi Yeshia, Bnei Shah, Rabbi Yeshia, Aglili, Amen. Rabbi Yeshia, the son of Rabbi Yeshia, Aglili, says, Ma tamad le ma'alim teis achrid abim lahatis. Why does the Torah tell us you go by the majority? Because a teira amra selecha bezdinate, make an uneven bezdin. Meaning, it's biblical that you need an uneven bezdin. Because the Torah says, go by the majority ruling. If you have an even bezdin, you're not going to have a majority ruling always. So how can he hold that you can have a bezdin that's even, and the only reason he says you need three is because it says three times Elokim. So Gemara says, Savala Krabuda, he holds a Krabuda, and even Beis Din is good. Like we learned before, the Amash Shivim. Remember we learned before, this brought down before. Krabuda holds a Beis Din of 70 is good. The big Beis Din was in 71, he holds it was 70. Like it says, Sanhedrin Gedela, the big Beis Din was 71. Krabuda Amash Shivim. Okay? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, gather 70 elders.
On himself.
Well, the question was, he part of the 70 or not part of the 70? But the Gemara says, 1 minute. Aim at the Shamit Le Rabbi Yudah. But when does Rabbi Yudah say 70 is enough? Only by the big Sanhedrin. Because over there, the Torah clearly says 70. How do you know every Beis Din even is enough? He says, you can't tell me because the big Beis Din of 70 was 70. But over there, the Torah says clearly 70. Gather me 70 elders. How can that teach us for a regular Beis Din? V'chitei malay shna. And if you're going to say, yeah, there's no difference. If the big Beis Din could be 70, a smaller Beis Din could also be even amounts. He says it can't be. But Tanan, 1 second. It says, smich as the kenim. When the kenim do, and the put their hands on the bull. V'arif is egla. And the, and the chopping off the neck of the animal, Bishloisha needs three. Divrei Rab Shimon. And Rab Yehuda says, you need Chamisha. Okay. Rab Yehuda says you need five. Why? And we say, Matayim at Rab Yehuda, because it says, V'samchu Shnayim. It says, V'samchu. They should lean. They is two. Ziknei. Shnayim, and it says, Ziknei, again, elders, two. And ain bezdin shakul, and you can't have an even bezdin, so you make it five. In other words, like this. It's a very interesting thing. The Gemara asked, how can Rabbi Yeshua hold an even bezdin is enough? Because he says, the only reason we need three, because the Torah says three times Elokim. Without that though, if the Torah only said twice Elokim, we would have two. So Gemara says, well, how can you have an even bezdin? So he says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can have an even bezdin of 70. Right? So Gemara says, but that's the big bezdin. How do you know a regular bezdin, Rabbi Yehuda, would hold even amounts? He said, because Rabbi Yehuda himself says so. When you have the Egla Rufa, or Smicha for the communal sins, whatever. So it says, Rabbi Shimon says, you need a bezdin of three. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, five. Same Rabbi Yehuda, it says 70, says here you need five. And he said, why do you need five? Because it says Shnayim is two, and Samchu is two. It's two and two is four. You can't have an even bezdin, so you make five.
So why did
that means Rabbi Yehuda, huh?
Why did he make 70?
Oh, so you see there's a difference between 70 bezdin and five. The Gemara wanted to compare the two. They're just like a big bezdin of 70 is good even. So this also will be even. Right? Yeah? So Gemara says, but the same Rabbi Yehuda that says 70, by a smaller bezdin holds, you need odd numbers, not even numbers. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds 70, I also hold two?
Because when it comes 70, the odd and even is not so critical when it's in a smaller number.
So, but Pashtus, what's the difference in logic? In logic, if you have 70, the chances of having 35 and 35 is more, is much less than if you have two people.
Right.
Right, then that's simple. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshia is even better than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the big bezin could have 70, small bezin needs that. Rabbi Yeshia adifim with Rabbi Yehuda. The ila Rabbi Yehuda besen hedra g'day lehuda lesley. Only by the big bezdin does Rabbi Yehuda say you can have an even number. Habashar beit dina isli. But by the other smaller bezdins, he holds you need an odd number. Rabbi Yeshia b'shar beit dina nami lesli. Rabbi Yeshia holds even a regular bezdin, two would be enough. Even numbers would be enough. So Gemara says, so what does it say, lintes? But the Torah says you need to follow the majority. So why does the Torah say that according to you, Bezdin is two? He says, Mukum labedinim and nefashis. That's only, he says like this. When do you need an odd number? Only by capital punishment. But by monetary things,
even is enough.
But even 70, if it's a capital case, even if they come out even, the guy is acquitted. Because they didn't find a majority of two ruling.
Right. But he says there's a difference, though, between monetary cases and the capital punishment.
So
this that the Torah says, lintes achrei rabim, that you need a majority, meaning an odd number, that's by capital cases. But in monetary things, too, what would be the din if you have a hung bezdin?
Right, on capital cases.
So then bezdin will decide what to do.
What happens? The guy says he owes me, the guy says doesn't owe me, or what happens?
The bottom line is, this is only theoretical.
Really?
Because Rabbi Yeshua says a bezdin needs three, because it says three times Elokim.
I see, so the conclusion is not...
It says three times Elokim. The only difference is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, would a bezdin of four be good? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, a bezdin of four would be good. You need three because it says Elokim. But if you have more, it's good. So according to Rabbi Yenison, and that's the halacha, by the way, you can't have an even bezdin.
You cannot.
Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds by the big bezdin, you can have even, but by a regular bezdin holds, you need odd. Rabbi Yeshua is a unique opinion. He says even a smaller bezdin, you can have even.
But even halacha is that we need 71 for the big bezdin.
Yeah. But you have in the Gemara also, there's a rule in halacha. What happens if the Gemara asks what's the halacha about a certain monetary case? And the Gemara answers, teiku. The Gemara says, we don't have an answer to the question. We don't know. Mashiach will come and Eliyahu Navi will answer it. Right? Mm-hmm. So what does Bezdin do? What's the practical halacha if that case happens?
they hold it.
Huh? No, not always. Sometimes the Rambam, I mean, all the poskim discuss all these din. There are various rules. Sometimes if the money stays where, who has the holds the money? In other words, if I want to extract money from you, and it's a case that the Gemara said, we don't know what the halach is, if you can or can't. Right? So what's the law? The law is, in monetary cases, you keep the money where it was.
Can't make use of it.
I can't extract money from you if I don't have a definite proof. If halach says we don't know, then what's Beis Din going to rule? That you keep the money.
And use it. And he can use it.
It's his money. I can't extract it from him. Or sometimes, it depends. Sometimes the Gemara says in certain doubts,
yeah, you put it in the
Beis Din
until
you
have what does that mean?
That's not in all cases.
Sometimes what? Eliyahu what?
Keep it until Eliyahu
The case of the Gemara is two people give one, me and him give you money to hold. Right? There's one of us gave 200 and one gave 100 to you to hold. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And there's no proof who gave what. Okay? I say I gave you 200, he says he gave you 200. You say, I don't know who gave me the 200 because you gave it in one bag. I don't know who's 200 and who's 100. I see it's 200. He says it's 200. So we're coming to you for $400, and you only have 300. Yeah, it says Machlekes in the Gemara. One opinion says you give each one 100 because
right.
That's definite.
Yeah, sure.
And the third money, the third 100, what do you do with it?
Divide it.
No, why should you divide it? It doesn't make sense to divide it.
Keep until
compromise.
No. The 300 is put away until Eliyahu Navi comes. Amar Abi Yosi, im kei mahifsed harami. So then the liar doesn't lose anything. He got his 100 anyway.
If they both agree,
why should he admit he got his $100 anyway, the liar? So according to Abi Yosi, you take all $300 and put it away for Eliyahu Navi to come. Because then the liar will admit.
No, we'll deter from somebody from lying. Yeah. And somebody else.
Or whatever, he's not going to get back any of his money. They tell a story. An honest Jew once found a wallet with $500 in it. His identification, he goes, he turns it to the owner. So the guy says, looks at the wallet, he says, he thought he's going to make some money. He says, you're a gun if there was $1,000 in there. You took $500. The guy says, if I'd be a gun, if I'd keep the whole thing. I mean, you know, I'm not a gun. I'm not. So he went to the Rav. He went to the Rav. What to do? This guy says, no, it was $1,000 in the wall. He says, the guy says, I only found $500 in the wall. What do you want? The Rav was a smart guy. He says to both of them, you know what? You look both like honest people. I trust you, and I trust you. You're both saying the truth. Obviously, it's not your wallet that he found. Because he found a wallet of 500. You lost a wallet of 1,000. So obviously, it's not your money. Then I've understood that who was saying the truth over here. You don't have to be if the guy was a god, why should he give anything back? Right? So the guy admitted that he was lying. Like this, he'd lose everything. That's what's called the fifth section of Shulchan Aruch.
There's no such cases these days. They're all credit cards, no cash.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, Elohod Tanan. Gemara asks the question of Yeshia's opinion. It says in the Mishnah, Shnayim Eimer Zakai Ve'echod Eimer Chayiv. What happens in a monetary case? There's a case of three, right? Two bezins say you have to pay, and one guy says no. Yeah? The din is Zakai. Then he's innocent because the majority says you don't have to pay. What happens if two people say guilty, one guy says innocent? Obviously, Chayiv. Luchayda, name of the Lev Rabbi Yeshia. Luchayda, this is not according to Rabbi Yeshia. Why? So Luchayda, if Rabbi Yeshia says, why do you need a Beis Din of three? because it says three times Elokim. Here you're having a bezdin of two, basically. Because two say guilty, one says innocent. So who's ruling here? Two. Yeah. You said you need a bezdin of three.
What do you mean there is a bezdin of three?
Rabbi Yeshia says you need a bezdin of three to judge. Who can judge? Three.
Yeah.
Because it says three times the word Elokim.
Yeah.
Correct? So the Gemara asks, if two judges say guilty and one judge says innocent, the guy's guilty. Monetary laws, right? He's guilty.
Yeah.
He has to pay. How many judges ruled?
Three.
How many judges ruled that you have to pay?
Two.
So whose ruling are you going on? Two. According to Rabbi Yeshia, you need three. It's a very simple question. If you learn out from a pasuk that three judges need to rule, if you have two and one, you only have two judges that are ruling, not three.
Three need to judge Zakai. That's what you're saying.
If he says judgment needs three, here the judgment is coming about through two. It's a very simple question.
So then it doesn't matter if they're...
So the Gemara answers, Afilu temel Rabbi Yeshia. Yeah, no, you can learn this out even according to Rabbi Yeshia. Maislam bekavachayim midin in the fashas. He learns that a majority out of the three is also good. Why? Man din in the fashas. What if capital punishment that we learn now from a pasuk in 23, the Torah, which is strict, the Torah says zil baser over, you go by the majority anyway. You know, the Torah says you need 23 to rule, yet if you have 13 and 10, the guy's guilty, because you go by the majority, right? Dine mamin is a koshkin, for sure monetary laws, you go by the majority. In other words, it says like this. The Kavuchema teaches us, you don't need the ruling of three. You need the bezdin of discussion of three. But the ruling could be two. Where do we learn this out from? Dine nefashas. Because capital punishment, you need 23? Yeah. Minimum. We learn that from Pasuk. Shavto Eid, Vitzilo Eid, you need 23. Now, if Lepeil, you have a majority, you go by the majority. You don't have 23 ruling. So that teaches us that Kavachemed and monetary case, which are not as strict, so then for sure, you have a majority is enough. It says three times Elokim. It means the original best needs to hear it at three, and then they discuss it, and then they have their opinions. But
the three in the judge, one of them undecided, say tension, and you don't know which one is right or wrong. What's the case with? Can do
the judges don't know?
Because they have some complicated case, they cannot decide which one is fault.
So if the judge doesn't know?
Three of them, two no, one of them against, one of them pro, one of them undecided.
So then it says you add more judges.
You make it five?
Yep. That's what it says. Yeah, that's what the halach is. The Gemara says that and it's brought down the halach, and that's what you do.
So do they do that today, when in the middle of the case they go and bring in more judges?
They would have to if the judge can make a decision. But they always try to figure it out.
Nowadays, do the judges also try to, like the story with the wallets, try to do things to make one of them admit their guilt?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Yeah, they always
are.
Just like civil courts.
When
you're
adding judges, why would you ask
before they
go to
court, they try to force them to?
Because then it's an
even bezdin. No, you have one guy who doesn't have a... You have one guy for, one guy against, and one guy undecided. The undecided guy is not on either side of the fence.
Yeah, but so what? You still have, then maybe he'll change his mind and you'll have an even bezdin. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Tan Rabban Rabban learned. Dine Mamed is Bishleisha. How many do you need for court cases? Three. Rabbi Yemer Bechamisha. Rabbi says five. Why? Kreshigma Adim Bishleisha. See, it's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi says, I mean. You need five because then you'll have three and two, so the judgment will come with three. Different than what the Gemara just said. So the Gemara says, "Ata betlasim in legamer dina betrei." So therefore, don't we? If you have three, don't we have? Why do you need? In other words, he says like this: the way the Gemara thinks now, why does Rabbi say you need five? That you should have a majority. 3 and 2. So he says by 2 and 1 you don't have a majority? You don't have a majority. So what do you need? He says, Hachi Kamar. He says, not the discussion. I need the verdict given by 3. So Gemara says, Alma Kasavar, Tulasa, Beksiva, Begmar Dinexiva. So therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, it comes out that when the Torah says 3, it means for the verdict you need 3. But we're just discussing is if the initial discussion needs 3 or the verdict needs 3. Rabbi holds the verdict needs 3. Therefore, if you have only 3, you can have 2 and 1. So you need 5 to be able to make a 3 and 2. So he said, Megadiv ba the babu. The babu went like a gesture of a shock. He said, what type of stupidity is that? He says, based on what you're just saying, he says, a big Bezdin should have 140. Mm-hmm. Because maybe 70... if you have a big Bezdin, you can have 71. So you can have 36 and 35, yeah? But if you tell me you need 70 for the verdict, then a big Bezdin should need double of the size of a Bezdin. Right? He says, Elamat the taste and head to Gudel Tsirha Mev Aboim Vachot. Should the big Bezdin have 171? Why? To have the Gemar Din B'Shivim Vechot, and then the Sanhedrin G'dayla, Ktana, I mean, you know, the lesser Sanhedrin of 23, okay, should need, Arboim V'Chamisha 45, to have the ruling with 23. Yeah? So he says, what type of logic is it? It doesn't make sense to say that the verdict needs 3, and therefore you have to start with 5. Because if you tell me that's what the verdict means, then a big Bezin should have 141, and a smaller 23 Bezin should have 45. And that doesn't make sense. We don't find that in the Chumash. Okay, to be continued.